Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
It is freezing in here.
Life can be so.
Does anybody
so
else agree?
Sweet.
Well, you must agree. You're wearing North Face.
I wore a jacket today.
You're wearing the same clothing that the Mount Everest climbers wear.
Yes.
Danny, cold.
That's ridiculous.
It's chilly outside today,
Let's
though.
Complain. Let's be complainers.
All right.
We're too nice here.
Not afraid.
We're too nice.
This rover.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, there have been a couple other people worked here, and they were always a problem. They're always stirring it up, bad for morale. We're too nice. It stops today. We're going to send an email.
I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it.
That's how I feel. We're going to fire off a memo, an email, as soon as this show's over. Going, we're not working under these conditions.
Did you see the memo about this?
Well, you'll see it when I write it. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are almost halfway through the month of May. I got a couple of great stories for you, and we have an interview lined up, and I hope this doesn't fall through, because the guy said he would speak with me. It's one of those topics that we're going to have to dance around, make sure that we structure our questions properly so that nobody is offended. But it is a fact that in Iceland, there is a penis museum. This is not a joke.
Mm.
It is, you know, they have on display over 300 different penises for
phallological. I think.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's the Icelandic Phallological Museum. How about Pia?
Wow.
Is this on the list for you and Angela of places to visit? The
sure. I'd love
museum?
To go see the.
Do yourself a favor. Don't take her there, because she's going to see some monster samples that might make you look
huge shock to
They've
her.
They've called me.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're joking, but this actually is the reason for the story. Is they only have one? They have 93 different animals represented. There's 17 different whale penises, different kinds of whales, 7 different kinds of seals and walrus penises, a polar bear penis, and a gorilla penis. And it says they range in size from a hamster penis, which is 2 millimeters long. Now, I don't have my conversion app in front of me, but 2 millimeters is about not as wide as a pencil. I mean, this hamster penis is shorter than the width of a pencil. That's Dan, that should make you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, it's the Icelandic.
I wonder, I've never seen a
hamster?
A gorilla penis before.
Well, who has?
I would assume that it's pretty comparable to...
well, sure.
Since they're the closest
I would say. You know
us?
The other thing that's interesting? Have you ever seen a bird's penis? I've never seen a bird's penis. I had a parakeet, and we could never find its penis.
Hmm.
I'm not kidding. Chippy was our parakeet. And I remember going to the cage, and people would say, oh, is it a male or female? And I'd say, it's a male. And I said that just because the store owner said it was, but I never saw its penis.
Right, I guess they have a way to check.
Isn't there a joke?
About?
With a bird?
Well, there's a lot of bird
on the
jokes.
Perch with his Weezer?
Yeah.
Oh, the boys, too, are involved, aren't they?
I think so. I yeah, there are a few good parrot jokes. But I'm serious. Any other animal, you will see a dog. You know, they kind of get aroused. You go, oh, his thing's out.
Yeah, lipstick.
Yeah, lipstick's out. But a bird never shows its penis. So
I guess they, well, don't they, do they do it in flight or do they do it on a limb?
I have no idea. This is the other interesting thing. Of all the birds there are, have you ever seen birds doing it? And the answer is no.
No.
Well, why do we always talk about learning about the birds and the bees?
Exactly. When the birds never do it. You know why they talk about it? Because they're preparing you for marriage. Mm-hmm. They use birds as an example of creatures that don't ever do it to prepare you for marriage.
And bees, don't the male bees kind of go in and do their own thing?
And then they die.
Yeah.
The bee has sex and dies.
Yeah.
So when they
chickens, too. Have you ever seen a chicken's wheezer?
No. And I've been on farms where there were dozens and dozens of chickens running around, and I never saw two chickens.
Well, isn't it a rooster?
Well, the rooster does it, right, with the hen.
But I've never seen it.
No.
Mm-mm. This is something we need to check into. Why do you never see birds do it? There's a song, an old song, birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. But really? And that's Peon's got a good question. If they do it in flight, it has to look like a plane refueling. You know how they refuel those planes in flight? And that thing comes out and one plane's over the other plane.
That's not a worm. That's not a worm.
So back to our, hopefully what'll be our interview, the Icelandic Phallological Museum, known better as the Penis Museum, has been looking for a human donor for when they die to display. Now, they have one human penis on display, a guy named Paul Arason. He was a tour guide in Iceland. And he died at 95, and he had willed and donated his penis and scrotum to be the first human featured in the museum. Now, to me, if you're going to have a penis museum, how can you not have a human?
Right.
You got to have it. So his is in there in a pickle jar, and they say it's the featured attraction. Now, how can that be?
A pickle jar. How appropriate.
Well, but a featured attraction at the penis museum. I mean,
but how can that be? If you're in the penis museum, the one penis you already know what it looks like is a human. Why would the human be the feature? To me, the featured attraction would be, whoa, look at that whale penis 6 feet long.
But it's in a pickle jar.
Correct.
So
have you ever seen a pig's? A pig's is a little corkscrew type thing.
Yes, it looks like a wine screw, corkscrew. Now, let's see. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, there's a documentary. I haven't seen this, called The Final Member. And in it, the film crew follows several would-be donors, including a guy named Tom Mitchell of California, who has vowed to represent the United States proudly when he dies in the Penis Museum. He has a tattooed penis. He has the name Elmo with stars and stripes tattooed on his penis. The museum was founded 37 years ago by Sigurdur Hjartarson, a Latin American historian. He studied at the Scotland's University of Edinburgh, worked as a teacher. And the first specimen he received for his museum was a bull's penis. And he was working at the time as the headmaster at a secondary school. He had collected...
Hey, I get it. Headmaster, knock it off, you morons.
He collected 62 different penises before he thought he had enough to open this museum. And so, you know, it's a real thing. This is not a made-up thing. There is a guy named Jonah Falcon. And Jonah Falcon has the longest... Folks, I'm telling you, if you're upset by this, you need to tune in. This is medical. This is medical, and this is historical. Jonah Falcon, Peon said he's even heard this guy interviewed. He's a real guy.
Right.
Who lives in he lives in Manhattan. He's right now, he's 43 years old. He has agreed to donate his, and the museum has accepted, upon his death, he has the longest penis ever officially documented. In its state of excitement, it is 13 and a half inches long. Oh. Unexcited, it is 9 and a half.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Now, he said he's honored to be invited to be on display, after at least that part of him, after his death. And they now think they will put his somewhere between the sperm whale and the polar bear penises. That's where he'll be, you know, located. And he suggests that they call the exhibit Jonah and the Whale. It'll be, you know, his will be next to the whale. And so together, they'll be Jonah and the Whale. Now, we're going to do a Burke segment here, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I have a guy that we will speak with who is, he's not real happy with this news and this story. And when he saw it, he cried foul. Because he says, and he says he can back it up, and has, if we want, his physician who will back it up, that his is 14 and a half inches. Oh. He lives in the United States. That's all I will tell you now. We will talk to him in a little bit. Can you even imagine? You know, there's a great joke, and the joke is, hey, did you hear about the guy who had five penises? His pants fit like a glove. I love that joke.
We have a whole bunch of calls on, you mentioned penises, and all of a sudden,
well,
the phone's light.
That's the St. Louis audience for you. You mentioned that, or what was the other thing the other day? The phone just went crazy. What was that?
The toilets, I think.
Oh, yeah. Toilets and
bidets.
Right,
and
yeah, bidets, yeah.
Stuff. Yeah. Great audience. We could take a couple quick calls before we do the Burke segment. 314-969-KTRS. Let me slow that down. 314. I don't want to get like Joe Hipperson. 314. 969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Steve has been holding the longest. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Frank. AM and a PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. You know, this is so long overdue, and this, I know it's hard to remember 2 weeks ago, but I wanted to, this was back in probably early November, and I caught a segment of your show, and I listen to your show a lot, and over the years, too.
Good for you. Thank you.
You're welcome. But you mentioned a specific razor, and you did mention the brand name, and it's, you said it's electric razor that you bought, and you said it was the greatest one you ever had, and you use it faithfully.
I used it this morning. I used it this morning. It's a Braun, B-R-A-U-N.
That's exactly right.
And here's the interesting thing about this, Steve. Do you remember a guy named Victor Cayenne?
Oh, absolutely. He bought the company.
Yeah. I love the razor so much, I bought the company. And this guy was on TV all the time till he passed away, and he had very effective commercials. The problem is, I had my whole life used a safety razor. Yeah, like a lot of guys, shaving cream, and, you know, three blades, four blades, single blade, Gillette, disposable, whatever. And so I kept seeing these things, and he sucked me in. And I went out and bought the Remington Micro, what was it, the Micro Screen. It was crap. It was, and he said, shaves as close as a blade or your money back. Well, it wasn't as close as a blade. So I thought, that's it, I give up on electric razors. What happened was, a very good friend of mine who died from ALS, when he got to the point where he couldn't shave anymore and his wife had to shave him, I went over one day, and on one of the visits, I noticed this razor, and she had just finished shaving him, and I said, wow, what an interesting-looking razor. And it rested in a recharging cradle that also cleaned it electronically and with a chemical. It is self-cleaning. And I said, wow, that's interesting. She said, it's a great razor. And he even said, what a shave. So I go buy one. That was, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. Every day I've used it, every morning. It's a fantastic razor. It's made by Braun, and it, I don't think it'll be hard for you to find. It's the 7000 series. It's a charging cradle, and about every 3 months you replace the cleaning cartridge of, it's an alcohol type cleaner. You put it face down, hit charge and clean, and you'll hear it. And I mean, every part of that thing is like brand new again every time you use it. It cleans.
How does that thing go? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Great.
That's good.
No, that's the one.
But you know what? What I wanted to tell you was I heard that, and I told my daughter about it, and that's what she got me for Christmas. And it was a Model 7, the 7000 series.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Frank, I'm 60 years old, And I've had the triple headers, all that stuff, and you can still feel stubble.
Right.
And the worst part was my neck would itch.
Exactly.
It was the most horrible feeling in the world. No. And I heard you say that, and my daughter got it for me. The day after Christmas, I started using it. I haven't used and I always shaved in the shower, with the double-edged blades, and all that stuff, triple-edged, I haven't used one of them since.
No, and what's funny is it's now become almost a joke. Gillette, in fact, I have the story. I'll do it later today. Gillette just came out with yet another safety razor. It's on a swivel head. It's got, six blades or something. And what's interesting, like you, I still have cans of shaving cream at home that have been sitting there for 5 or 6 years. I never touch them. I don't use that anymore. This thing is unbelievable, and we ought to be getting paid for selling this for Braun. But that's it. You're absolutely right. It's a fantastic razor, and I'm one of those guys that said I'll never use an electric razor because I grew up watching my dad lather up, and there's something cool about watching a guy shave with lather and a blade. It's pretty manly, And I said I'll never use electric till this thing came along. And
you're absolutely right. And I just want to happen to hearing you say that on the radio, because that has just changed my whole shaving routine, and there's no itching, nothing. And my only complaint is you can find those the cleaning fluid,
mm-hmm.
I know one discount store has it.
It's kind of hard to find.
It is. Target has it, if you don't mind me saying it.
No, I don't mind at all. Walgreens used to have, every Walgreens had it, and now I notice some of them don't have it. So if you find it, buy about 4 containers of it, because you're going to need them, and then you're stocked up. But, that's the only downside, is you need to find the cleaner. But like you said, you look around, you'll find it.
Right, and the replacement blades, you don't see those.
No.
And I guess it's an online thing.
But wait, I have, that's the other thing. I have replaced, it comes in a little packet. You replace the blades, the little cover, that actual, metal thing that covers the real blades. I have replaced mine a couple of times. Again, you got to look for them, but, about every 3 years you buy that, you're still good to go.
Right. Well, thank you for your time, and I appreciate you taking my call, and thank you for that service.
Steve, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Take care, Frank.
See, we affect lives.
Yeah.
We change lives. Change the guy's life just by telling him about another razor. Let me get Jeff in here, and then we'll break. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. I'm great. Thank you.
I kind of lost my train of thought because I listened to your last caller there, and he kind of disappointed me because I thought he was going to go from using a shaver to shave his Weezer.
It's not a penis day. There's a story,
quite a leap there.
There's a story in the news about that museum, but it's not necessarily a penis day. Every day is a penis day.
Well, sure.
Really, absolutely.
Think about it.
And by the way, I was listening to Peon. He was talking about, you mentioned something about a chicken.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that a little bit. I can understand how someone wouldn't see one of those. You know why a chicken can't pee?
I don't know.
Because he eats with his pecker.
Comedy's hard.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen two birds doing it?
Yep. They lay down on the ground and flock around like they're nuts.
I've never seen that.
No.
Yeah, you look out there and you'll see a robin playing around and flopping on its belly, and then hear him squawk and squawk and squawk, and the guy's on top.
Well, I missed this my whole life. Hmm. Not one of us in here have ever seen that.
No.
Lucky. You're so lucky. What else, Jeff?
Right.
What else can we do for you?
That's all I got.
All right, that's enough.
Keep going on what you're going on with it.
We appreciate
it. Very enjoyable.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
You think it'd be on YouTube?
You know what? That's not a bad question.
Oh, I bet.
I'll bet if you go to YouTube and you type in the search bar, birds doing it.
I've never had the need to do that before.
Me either. Birds having sex. I promise you it's on some National Geographic thing or something. All right, Jake, then we'll break. Hello, Jake.
Hi. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you for that.
And I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome. Let's welcome Jake, everybody. Glad to have you.
Two quick comments. One about the penises, and another quick question about one of the documentaries you had all spoke about before.
Mm-hmm.
The largest penis in the animal kingdom is the right whale, and it's 9 feet long. And the female
does
basically a gangbang to make sure she gets pregnant.
Now, dude, say that again. What was the next thing you said?
The female of the right whale basically does a gangbang to make sure she gets pregnant, so she is male after male after male.
How do you know that?
has National Geographic.
National
partners.
Geographic.
I bet they didn't use the G-bang term, though.
No, they probably went multiple.
What did they call it on National Geographic? Do you remember?
Multiple partners.
Oh, yeah. Multiple partners.
Sure.
So, and the reason for that is she wants to be pregnant. She wants to make sure
she gets pregnant.
Well, there's a message here for ladies out there listening who want to make sure they want to get pregnant.
Yeah.
You need to line some of us up, you know, and get this taken care of. 9 feet. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's something.
And another quickly, two of the documentaries you had talked about before, I did go out and see them.
Tell me one of them was Dear Zachary.
Searching for Sugar Man was awesome.
That's great.
And one I think Ian mentioned was The Bridge.
Right, about the Golden Gate Bridge,
yes. Did you find that disturbing?
Peon watched it. I haven't watched it yet, but I would imagine you'd have to.
It's about jumpers.
People,
it was very disturbing.
You got to go get Dear Zachary.
I just found it really disturbing, but it was good.
Yeah. Well, we're your source for good documentary information.
Well, thank you for your time.
All right, Jake. Thank you.
There are videos on YouTube. Birds having sex.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Weird things I've ever searched for, that was...
I would never... Yeah, I know. Not one I ever, even when I had all the time, I was thinking, what can I go look for? I never thought to do that. Let's take a moment and just stop before we break and look at what we do for the community.
Oh, man.
Even I am overwhelmed. Sorry. At how we help people.
Helping people shave, helping people watch birds movies do it, about...
jumping off bridges. It's endless. And what a variety of things we help them with. Let us now take a moment to talk about Mark and Jason. I talked to Mark Reardon this morning. Mark Reardon is a very interesting guy. I know him a little better than I know Jason Becker, but they're business partners. And Mark Reardon and I have a couple of... we have a lot in common. We're both a little overweight. Okay, not maybe a little over.
Sicknesses, right? You have,
sicknesses. We have common sicknesses. We both have weaknesses for guns and cars. And it's interesting how we're fighting the same demons, so to speak. But I'm also, what we don't have in common is he has a knowledge of investing. And I don't have that. Like I've told you many times before, for me to have ever become anybody important or significant, I'd have had to go to school and study. I don't want to do that. You know, you got to read books and stuff to get smart and learn about investing. And what they do, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, 27 years, I might add, with Stifel Nicolaus, is they give people investment advice. But they don't give it to you unless you ask for it. They're not going to come to your house and hand you literature or grab you at the airport or call you at dinner. You need to be smart enough to know that if you're going to take whatever money you have and watch it become something more, it's a good idea to get some advice from professionals, people with a good reputation who've done this a long time. That's just a smart thing to do. Some people don't get it. And don't realize that till they're 30, 40, 50, sometimes 60. The sooner you do it, the better. You need $25,000 or more. It could be money that you already have invested somewhere. It could be money that's not really in any kind of investment. It's just sitting in an account, or it's under a mattress or buried in the yard or whatever. But if it's $25,000 or more, even if you've placed it somewhere on the advice of somebody else, how can it possibly hurt to get a second opinion? Think about that. You can't give me one reason that a second opinion is not a good idea. If you don't agree with it, don't take it. But it'll take you an hour, maybe a meeting with them. I don't know how long the meeting will last. That's up to you. But you call, make an appointment, see what they have to say about what you're doing with your money, your $25,000 or more. I think you'll be glad you made that appointment. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus, markandjason.com.
Meep, meep. All right, I'm sure this weather's going to cause some problems with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in. Tim?
Yeah, Dan, the wet roads really have things slowed down. Right now, we've got an accident in Jefferson County on Highway 67 at Meyer Road. If you're traveling westbound 40, you're already going to be slow in pockets with stop-and-go stuff in the middle of Kings Highway out through Mason. And then you're a little bit slow at the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40 slowing from Clarkson up through Highway 270. Southbound 270, a slowdown between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, just volume now between McDonald and New Florissant. And it looks like downtown, northbound 55, those right lanes are backed up almost to the 44 entrance ramp. And this traffic report is brought to you by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. It's never too early to start planning for your child's higher education. Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Working toward your child's future is their goal, too. To learn more, visit most529plan.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you want to turn to someone in the know, the heavy hitters in St. Louis sports turn to John Hadley.
Les Snead, John Hadley, thank you, big dog.
How's it going, John? You doing all right?
Outside of my face, I have no complaints. It just makes me feel good to hear national people talking about the St. Louis Rams once again being a great organization, and you're a part of that. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you.
I can tell you, I'll spend time with you. Your less sound bites and more substance. You know football, so whether you love all our picks or not, you actually can reason why they occurred.
The Big Sports Show with John and Jim, weeknights at 6:30 on KTRS.
Got a tax problem? If so, please listen to this important message. The IRS and state collectors can legally come after much of what you own and will take all necessary action to collect any unpaid taxes. If you have unfiled tax returns, have been issued a wage garnishment, are being audited, or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, 911 Tax Relief can help. Our expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS and will provide you a free confidential tax analysis showing you the best resolution to your problem, guaranteed. You may qualify to have up to 90% taken off the amount you will owe, have all collection activities against you stopped, or for other IRS programs. You may even qualify to not have to pay the IRS a single penny. It's critical you get the right information to protect yourself, so call now for a free tax analysis. Dial 800-631-5990. 800-631-5990. That's 800-631-5990.
It's spring, every gardener's favorite time of the year. Yet even as everybody looks forward to the bounty of fruits, vegetables, and flowers that we hope to harvest, we can't forget the terrible toll winter took on lawns and gardens. There's one thing you can do now to fortify your plants against another blistering summer. Incorporate nutrient-rich compost into your soil. Compost promotes deep rooting, and because it holds six times its weight in water, you have less need to irrigate should a dry spell strike again. With locations in Missouri and Illinois, St. Louis Composting offers an array of all-natural STA-certified compost and compost blends available by the bag or truckload. They're fully stocked and ready to meet your springtime gardening needs. Visit the composting center closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
All right, spring is finally here. This is Shannon from Swing Around Fun Town inviting you to get those kids out of the house and come have some fun.
No matter if you're 6 or 66, you should check out the area's best batting cages and show all your friends how you can hit it out of the park. Race over the bridges and through the tunnels on one of the most exciting Grand Prix go-kart tracks in the country. Cool off in the splash and crash bumper boats. Go for that hole-in-one on the miniature golf course, voted the top outdoor miniature golf course in St. Louis. Check out the brand new Spin Zone Bumper Car Arena, yes, or any of the tons of arcade games.
Do you have a reason to celebrate? Let Swing Around Fun Town take the worry out of your planning. With over 20 years' experience in fun, we promise to make your next birthday party, family reunion, company picnic, or whatever reason you have to celebrate, an occasion to remember.
Swing Around Fun Town is just a half mile west of I-270 at Gravois and 141 in Fenton. Parents, get out of the house. Bring the kids, bring yourselves, and bring the grandparents to Swing Around Fun Town, where they take fun seriously.
Disclaimers at cnctaxprogram.com. If the IRS claims you owe back taxes, you could qualify for a special tax program, and you won't make any payment to the IRS. That's right, I said if you qualify for the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Get ready to write down the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-989-9241 now to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all collection activities against you. No more threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments or bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Just call 800-989-9241 now to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. You won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call 800-989-9241 now. That's 800-989-9241. 800-989-9241. Again, 800-989-9241.
Come on, dude, go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like three times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range in Metro Shooting Supplies. Join host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, to talk about the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety. Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis is brought to you by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
We've got an interview coming up that I'm going to guess should be very interesting. I can't imagine how it could not be. I don't have the gentleman's name. Maybe he'll give it to us. Claims he has the longest penis in the world, longer than the one that's documented that Jonah Falcon has, 13 and a half inches. And, well, we'll get to him in a minute. First, a word about American Equity Mortgage, a few words, actually, about American Equity Mortgage. The first words are, how about the fact that they've been on here almost 22 years and it's the longest running advertiser on this show, 52 weeks a year for almost 22 years. Wow. Unheard of. Thank you for that loyalty, American Equity Mortgage. Then thank you, folks listening, for your loyalty to this show and the way you've proven your loyalty by letting American Equity Mortgage either help you get the home you want and work out the mortgage details, or letting them help you pay off bad debt with smart debt. Smart debt being you use the equity in your house to borrow money to buy something you need. Maybe you have a daughter. She decides to get married. And you thought, oh, I'll have enough money for that wedding. No, not when mom gets involved and the two of them get together, you want. I have a friend who's going through that right now. His daughter's getting married in 3 weeks. He called me the other day and he went, I think I'm going to jump off a bridge. This went from 150 people, now we're at 400 people, and it just keeps growing. And every time I said, hey, man, go watch Father the Bride with Steve Martin. Calm down, and you'll realize this is just how it works. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's an emergency, something that happened. You didn't expect that expense to come along, and you'd rather be able to write a check and pay cash for it. Borrow money the smart way. Maybe it's a trip that you think you and your spouse deserve because you've put in 30 years together, and you need to get away, and you don't have all the money. That's the smart way to borrow it. It's called a home equity loan. Pay off your credit cards. That's called bill consolidation. Same thing. You use the equity. It's just smart. What's not smart is continuing to make minimum payments on your credit card bills. That, by design, it's meant to keep you in debt. Talk to them. They'll tell you how it works. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Let me see if our guest is here. Sir, are you there?
Hello.
Yes. I don't have your name in front of me. Let me, for those who didn't hear earlier, let me set this up by saying Jonah Falcon has donated at his death his penis to the Icelandic Phallological Museum, better known as the Penis Museum, and he has one that in its state of relaxation is 9.5 inches and aroused is 13.5. And you claim, and you say your doctor can verify this, that yours is 14.5 inches. Oh. Is that correct?
That's correct. When it's aroused, it is, yes.
How old are you?
I am 41.
Are you married?
I am.
You got to be careful. This is a little delicate. That has to be difficult for her.
It's very difficult, and it's difficult for me. It's it's hard to get for her to get full pleasure all the time, and same with me.
I'm imagining when you were in school, and by the way, Peon, Dan, you have any questions, jump right in. But I can imagine in school there was PE, there was a locker room. You had to be like a sideshow, or did you even put yourself out there for that kind of, not ridicule so much, did you get excused somehow, or did you just jump on in there and go, hey, it is what it is, take a look and get over it?
Yeah, I just pardon the expression, I was just, hung right in there. And my PE was, I call it penis envy, but of course it was physical education.
Yeah.
Now, he said he made a point to say 14.5 at right, arousal, right. But what is it in its normal state?
Relaxed state, how long is it?
10.5 in the relaxed state.
Wow. 10.5.
Wow.
How tall are you?
Yeah, good question.
I'm not very tall. I'm 5'7".
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, when you're standing like out of the shower, and this is a ridiculous question, but it obviously drops like below your kneecap.
Well, yeah.
How do you?
Yeah, it's just below the
How
kneecap.
Do you conceal this in regular clothing? That's got to be in itself a challenge.
I wear those real stretchy boxers that binds everything up. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah.
And I try to sort of bind it to my body.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer.
Okay, that's a pretty generic, a lot of kinds of engineers. Can you be a little more specific, like architectural engineer, electrical engineer?
I'm a structural engineer.
Structural engineer.
Uh-huh.
Do the people in your life around you know you have this monster penis?
Well, some of them, of course, and we don't talk about it. My wife and I don't talk about it because it's... it's a little bit embarrassing for me. I don't want everybody to know, and I don't show off about it or show it to anybody. But it's kind of a physiological problem for me.
Now, I heard that you've had a couple of very, very embarrassing things happen to you in your life, and one was at your high school graduation. It's a big night, obviously you're excited, you're with your girlfriend that night, you had plans for the evening, and when you stepped up onto the podium area where they hand out the diplomas, you were fully aroused, and it literally burst through your pants and came out from the gown.
Exactly, right out above my belt. And I quick pulled my gown in front of it. And then later, we put on casual clothing, of course, and it came right out the bottom of my shorts.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. It was horrible.
I know a lot of guys think, wow, wouldn't that be great? But it's not. You're saying it's not great.
No. No, it's a physical problem. But, since it is so big, I'm going to donate it, too. And I know a bunch of people that... are sort of in the same. We have a sort of a club of guys that
really big, like a big penis club.
Yeah, and there's a couple of guys here that have tattooed theirs and stuff. There's a Stars and Stripes one, and there's a club of
people with unusual penises. Let me ask you this: I would imagine the porn industry, if they know you exist, they'd be throwing all kinds of money at you.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why I don't give my name.
Now, you don't make that much as an engineer. Have you ever been tempted to? You could name your price, man. You'd be the porn star of all porn stars. Has that ever crossed your mind?
It has, but it's just such an awkward thing. I mean, if you can picture me at my height.
Yeah, 5'7". Yeah.
It's kind of morbid looking. It's kind of, you look like
almost like you're disfigured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Now, did you ever at any point lose or have a relationship end at the time when the woman realized what was going on down there? Did she go, oh my goodness, I can't deal with this, and run away?
Oh, absolutely. I've had several relationships in that way where women have said, oh my goodness, and just, you know, have head for the hills. It's a pretty amazing looking thing. It's not only 14 and a half inches long when it's aroused. I mean, it's not a long, skinny thing either. It's a, you know, it's got some girth to it.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And you told me off the air that, you know, just for the heck of it, to test its strength, because apparently it's very powerful in the state of arousal, that you have hung 80 pounds of weight on it. Is that true?
That's true, but I can't do it all the way at the end. It starts to droop then, but I, you know, about halfway back, I can hang 80 pounds on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You have kids?
I do have kids. Lucky to have three children.
Now, do they know Daddy is special?
Well, they do. They've seen me in the shower and stuff, and it's they do the same thing. Oh my God! And my one son is tending to be a little bit this way.
That's what I was going to ask. I think maybe Dan was going to ask.
Yeah, I was going to go there.
Running the family is hereditary, and so you're saying your boy is pretty well endowed too.
Yeah, I mean, we don't measure it or anything like that, but it's got to be, close to 8 inches.
At what age did you know, wow, I'm different?
It was about age 14.
Yeah.
And like you said, in gym class and as you start to disrobe in various situations and people just look at you and go, oh my goodness.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Dan has a question. This is Dan.
You had to wear gym shorts in gym class, I'm guessing, and you could not wear, could you find any jock straps to fit?
My mother was a seamstress, and she added to them. She could take a regular jock strap and add some elastic to them so it would continue to bind me. Because, again, embarrassing, and I wanted it to not show. Because, I mean, I would play sports and with a huge, bulge in my pants, and it was just embarrassing. So she actually would sew me a new jock strap made from one.
Hmm. Now, tell me if this is true, because this sounds like it couldn't possibly be true. I heard, because I made a couple of calls to, the validity of this story, I had to kind of have it confirmed, that at one time, you had sort of an act, if you want to call it, where you would get aroused and you would put yourself in a sort of push-up position and you could balance your body with your arms and hands off the ground, literally balancing on your penis.
I could lift my legs up in the air. That's correct.
And then you would have somebody come and spin you. And it would be like a pinwheel, like you're spinning around like a fan, and that's how strong your penis was touching the ground.
That's the amazing thing, because you would think for its size that it would lack strength, but this thing is incredibly strong, and it absolutely did happen like that. I don't know where you read that or heard that, but that's absolutely true.
Did you ever consider reduction surgery? Because a lot of times women with big breasts, they say, it hurts their backs. Do you ever consider reduction?
Yes, I have, and I've decided to just stay the way I am, and then I'm gonna probably go the way Jonah did.
Donate it
to the museum.
Well, I think a lot of people would, obviously it's an object of great curiosity. And we didn't get your name. I don't know if you mind giving your name. What part of the country do you live in, by the way?
I live in Nebraska.
Okay, and can we have a name, first name, anything at all?
First name is Thomas.
Just Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, how many times do you talk to a guy with a 14-and-a-half incher? I'm sure we can.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you not making fun of me.
That's not why we're here. Thomas, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. 14-and-a-half.
I can only imagine, because every male has been in that point where, you're in your early stages of your teen years where it just out of the blue just decides to make an appearance.
Yep.
What that must have been like for him, because, average-sized man can find something to, hide it with, but
It does that in your late stages, too.
Well, for us, I don't know if you relate to this, but in high school, I used to always be taking my shirt tail out.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And that was kind of a sign. If you see a teenage boy, by the way, with a shirt tail out, yeah.
Or we had trapper keepers when I was growing up. That was good. You know, like a binder, a folder thing where you could kind of
put your folder
carry it
in front of you.
Oh, that's okay. I
or
see
a book
what you're
or something. Yeah.
That would be a little difficult for him.
He'd need a big book.
He'd need long arms to hold a book out in front of him to cover that thing. Well, we thank Thomas of Nebraska for that interview. And again, if you're ever in Iceland, and hey, who isn't going to be?
Yep.
It's the Icelandic Phallological Museum, better known as the Penis Museum. 300 different specimens if you're looking for something to do and a place to take a vacation. I am a patient at Ballast Dental Care, and I have been a patient at Ballast Dental Care for 41 years this year. I hit the 41-year mark in April, last month. In 1973, this is one of those weird things that I don't think this is a thing that normally you would know a date and where, but I know because I had been married short of 2 years. And you're still establishing yourself as a man. I'm a man. I'm my own man. I can support my wife, and I'll show everybody. So you don't go to the dentist you went to that your parents took you to. You get your own checking account. So I got my own dentist. I asked a girl at work, I need a dentist. And she gave me the name Ballast Dental Care. And 41 years later, here I am, still going there. And don't want to go anywhere else and never have wanted to. And I'm going to tell you right now, you won't either. And this is the dental clinic that you didn't think existed. For those of you thinking, there's no way that there's a place I can go to the dentist and not walk out of there dreading the next visit. It does exist. It's Ballast Dental Care, and you're never going to know why, and you're never going to understand why so many people are thrilled they found this place until you make a first appointment, and I hope you'll do that. They'd love to have you as a new patient. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Oh, and for a short time, limited time, sure, AM and the PM, and you need oral sedation, they will waive the consultation fee and they'll waive the fee for the oral sedation pill. Those two things together normally are $350. You don't pay that while this offer is in place because you're AM and the PM. BallastDentalCare.com is the website. Good luck. Let me know how it goes. Send me an email. 4 o'clock at the Big 550.